The Daily Dose for January 26th. If you've ever seen the old movie with Charlton Heston playing the role of Moses, and he comes to the burning bush, and you hear out of the burning bush in the desert, "Moses, Moses." At the tender age of 80, Moses meets the God of the people he identified with, and even tried to protect at the cost of his own disgrace. Before, God was a distant memory, sort of a family treasure that had a vague link to Moses' life, raised as he was in the household of Pharaoh. Now though, having been severed from his people by his guilty act at the age of 40, Moses was just doing stuff for 40 years, watching sheep, raising his kids, reading when he got a chance, probably hearing once in a while about his people back in Egypt. You know, there's really not a lot to do in the Negev of Canaan, except think. Wonder about lost opportunities. Notice what he named his firstborn, Gershom, meaning alien. Worried that maybe the God of his fathers had forgotten about his people. Then God busts into the fog of everyday living to say, basically, "Moses, your training is done. I've got a job long prepared for you to do. Let's get going. I've got a lot of people to save, and I want you to take a leading role in my plans to set them free and bring them to me." No wonder Moses stammered a bit and tried to back out. How does talking to sheep for 40 years equip a man to tell the most powerful human potentate on earth what to do? At great cost to Pharaoh, no less. Nevertheless, that's exactly what 40 years of God's kind of preparation enabled Moses to do. But notice what God required of Moses. Humble yourself. Take off your sandals. Draw near. That's all. May I say that that is all that God has ever required of anyone that he might be calling into service? No matter what condition your past is in, God says, if a man cleanses himself from the things of ignoble purpose, he will be an instrument for noble purposes, made holy, useful to the master, and prepared to do any good work. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 21. You may never be a Moses, but you can be ready to do good things if you simply humble yourself. Take off the sandals that symbolize the common and profane, and draw near to the one who invites you to his cleansing fire. Thanks for joining with me for today's Daily Dose. I'll be back tomorrow with another installment.